Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Governor, thank you again for the time today.
Absolutely. How you doing?
Doing very well, and I hope you are too. We've got obviously some exciting things happening in New Hampshire. Stay at home 2.0 really getting underway this week. We've had golf courses, barber shops, certain retail locations. They've started to phase open on Monday. And then Governor, yesterday, plan to reopen more businesses was unanimously passed by the reopening task force. Things like equestrian centers, massage therapists, fitness centers in certain aspects. Just a few of the sectors that are included in that vote. Now, all the task force proposals then have to go to be approved by you and the Department of Public Health. What does that process look like in terms of time? You know, when can those businesses in those sectors start to prepare for reopening?
Yeah. So we received, they took their votes. And again, they'll keep meeting. I think the Reopen New Hampshire Task Force has been doing a really good job kind of being able to listen to those stakeholders, put ideas on the table. They can't do everything. You know, they don't agree on everything that is proposed, but they always try to fashion something to get us going in some initial steps, which I think is the right approach. I then review it. I review it alongside with Department of Public Health as well. And it kind of goes through a couple more revisions. So, then once we have the guidance, but then we start talking about the timing as well, right? Mm-hmm. So the timing is kind of a different situation. Timing is we look at the data. We look at we work with public health to see does the guidance take care of the physical distancing and the social settings and all those other aspects that could come in specific to that business or that setting. And if it's something that we feel that we can go with now in a safe and reasonable manner, we'll go with. So mm-hmm. We never quite know when it isn't like every Friday I'll make an announcement and
right.
open new stuff or every Tuesday. So it's kind of an evolving, living, breathing thing. These ones are a little more, we took the low-hanging fruit, kind of the easiest stuff first, the stuff we knew we could do retail at 50%. We knew we could do barbershops with, you know, the one-on-one protection. We have been talking about that for a while. As we go further along down the line, they actually get a little more difficult, right? These
right.
become a little more challenging. Along with what they discussed yesterday, I know they're going to be looking this week a lot at other outdoor recreational activities. Like, what else can we do outdoors in groups of less than 10 where we can maintain our physical distancing? That's kind of the other area where we're looking very strongly at now. The timing is, I wish I could give you a fixed date. I really can't. We kind of want to keep seeing data coming in, making sure that we're not, you know, getting any surges or spikes. And even if we do, it's all about how can we manage it. Like, even if the numbers were to start going up again, okay, doesn't mean we go all the way backwards, but do we say, okay, is this manageable? Is there a run on the healthcare system? What populations are we seeing this increase in? Is it in long-term care facilities? You know, so it's not just the number, it's where the number is and what that data means in terms of our ability to manage a surge. We know there's going to be potentially thousands of more cases of COVID in this state over many months. I mean, that's just the unfortunate reality of it. There's going to be more fatalities. That's the unfortunate reality. It's about how we can manage that and still maintain some balance in our life and in our economy.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And speaking of that data, Governor, there are plans in place now to open another testing facility in downtown Concord this week. It'll be a drive-through site. So this is one that could be potentially seeing some heavy traffic in the coming weeks. Now, it seems like 1,500 tests, that seems to be like the magic number or the goal to get to per day statewide. How close are we to that number right now? And how contingent is more businesses reopening and potentially lifting the stay-at-home order down the line based on the amount of testing that's being done?
Yeah. Yeah, so we gave ourselves first an initial, we want to hit 1,000 tests, then 1,200, then 1,500. I can tell you in the last few days, I think we've crossed 1,600 a couple times already.
Great.
Yeah, so it's really great. And so we're opening up the capacity now that you can go online. Anyone can go online without a doctor's note or anything to nh.gov. If they're over 60, they get a test. If they have any sort of underlying health condition, they get a test. If they have any symptom at all, they just self-attest. They say, yep, I got a cough. I have heavy breathing. I'm a little concerned. They click the button. They get a test.
Mm-hmm.
They call you back. They schedule it. And we have more testing locations opening up all across the state. The drive-through one in Concord is going to open. So we have the capability to do a lot of tests. We want to push people to go and get the test if they feel like they need one. And that just helps us understand where it is. And it helps us quarantine individuals, separate the positive cases out, find out what's happening. And still the vast majority of cases and unfortunate fatalities are in our long-term care facilities. Our death rate is still very low overall, mm-hmm. but unfortunately long-term care facilities have a lot of those. The 90% or 85-90% of long-term care facilities don't have any sort of outbreak or pandemic, anything like that. I think maybe 15 or 20 different facilities have outbreaks out of over 200, right? So we're able to manage it from that perspective fairly well. Unfortunately, when it gets into a facility, it can be very dangerous. So again, you have to look at the data, the hows and whys of those positive cases. You look at what's happening in the retail sector, and I think everyone, when things opened up Monday, people went, "Oh wait, it's opening up really slowly." Mm-hmm. It is. A lot of businesses are just choosing not to open, or it doesn't work in their model, or you know, they're just not prepared, you know, ready for that sure. step, and that's their right to do so. We just wanted to allow it, and so that's actually a good thing. We want things to open slowly. We want people to take baby steps forward. If you go too hard, too fast, we're going to create a problem for ourselves. And then we're going to have to go backwards, and economically we'll be in a worse position than we started, frankly. So by going slow, it allows us to really manage the situation and hopefully continually take those steps forward. The timing of which, as you brought up, is always a little different. We don't really know when will the beaches open, when will this business sector open. We have a rough idea, but we're really not sure. A lot of things are contingent on what happens around us with Massachusetts right. and Maine and Vermont. You know, we try to all stay connected with various aspects, beaches, we watch Massachusetts and Maine a lot. Manufacturing and construction, we watch Vermont and Maine a lot. Tourism, we watch Vermont and Maine a lot. So, you know, we all have kind of different connectivity with our partners. So mm-hmm. a lot of variables that go into the pot, but it's all data driven. I mean, everything we do is, I'm an engineer, I'm a numbers guy. So we really do everything based on data, not just on political whims or a vocal minority or people shouting from the rooftops. He who shouts the loudest doesn't necessarily get what they want. That's yeah. not the way it should work. You know, we appreciate people's passion, and we understand all of those arguments. I mean, we hear them all the time. We're not discounting any of them other than to say public health has to be the preeminent priority for the state right now.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And speaking of tourism, Governor, the stay-at-home order is obviously still in place in New Hampshire through the end of the month. People being advised to self-quarantine for 14 days if they are coming into New Hampshire to stay. But it is hard not to notice. Still a decent amount of out-of-state plates out there on the roads. I know we've discussed this in the past. There's really no way to prevent people from coming into the state from other states. You can't just stop them at the border and tell them to turn around. Is this a conversation you've had with your fellow governors, particularly Governor Baker down in Massachusetts, where there is much higher numbers of COVID-19? I mean, are they, the residents of Massachusetts, really getting that message delivered that, you know, they should be staying in Massachusetts unless they're prepared for 2 weeks of quarantine coming into New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah, we talk about it a lot. I mean, there's not a whole lot. I mean, they have their own stay-at-home orders there. Mm-hmm. I think they're pushing it really hard. I mean, they now have a mandatory mask order in Massachusetts. And thank goodness our numbers don't drive that type of reaction now. And I think most people are still choosing to wear masks in public. I think it's a smart thing to do when we recommend that. But we don't mandate it, but they do. So their stay-at-home order is really strict down there. They understand the severity of the situation. I talked to Governor Raimondo in Rhode Island. They have a lot of New Yorkers that come in. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how they're dealing with that. And look, we just, the vast majority of them that you'll see, they own homes, right? They are homeowners. They are here. They are part of our communities. And they have every right to be here. But we do, push the two-week quarantine. And I think for the most part, a lot of them have been abiding by it. Remember, a lot of them have been up here for 4-6 weeks already. Sure. Like, they've gone through their quarantine period. And again, we're not opening hotels yet. We're not opening restaurants for full dining. We're going to do the outdoor seating mm-hmm. starting next Monday. And that's another kind of incremental step that we'll start taking there. But if you, especially on the southern border, if you start opening up restaurants, my goodness, 80% of the people will be out of, you know, mm-hmm. northern Massachusetts yep. coming to that restaurant. They're so desperate to get some semblance of back to life. So that wouldn't be a smart thing. You'd really just be inviting a problem into the state that we're not prepared for. And nobody is really right now. So those that are here, for the most part, they are homeowners here. They've a lot of them have gone through quarantine. Anyone that's still coming in, we recommend the quarantine. And so I think the message is there, to be sure. And we just want to always be reemphasizing it and trying to be assuring the communities that people are abiding by it.
On the line with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. And before I let you go, Governor, you had mentioned earlier that, you know, we're doing things by the data, opening things as we can. And then you said, you know, if need be, if the data shows and we have to pull it back and close certain things, we'll do that. You know, how long do you just kind of foresee this being our lives? You know, I mean, obviously it's impossible to tell that. You don't have a crystal ball. But I mean, do you foresee this just being kind of our new normal for real for the, you know, sustainable future, that, you know, it's just going to have to be play it by ear, you know, month by month, week by week?
Yeah, unfortunately, through the summer, I mean, we're going to keep trying to get things open, of course, but at least on, I can tell you from my point of view, from what we need to do at the state's end, this is going to be a 24/7 endeavor for the next couple months. Mm-hmm. And we got a great team around us, and my job is to work hard so that, again, we start taking these incremental steps back to what normal is, whatever that's going to look like ultimately. But they are going to and get people, you know. No, I don't want the citizens worrying about the data. I want to be the guy, you know, and our team needs to be the ones doing the hard work of worrying about the data and making those tough decisions. We want people to have as smooth transition into normal as we can. So, you know, that's kind of the burden that we take up here. But it's going to be, you know, weeks and months. I mean, even, you know, Dr. Fauci came out yesterday on a national level and said, you know, come August, you're probably going to have double the number of deaths, you know, probably. Yeah. And it's not going to stop in August, by the way, right? It's going to go to September and October. And hopefully we're on a drastic downswing by then. That's what we hope. Yeah. But until we get a vaccine, we're not going to zero. And so we have to manage this. You know, you see these, if I may, you see these areas of super outbreak, right? There was one conference in Boston that just shot their numbers through the roof, and they've never recovered.
Yep.
Right? These singular events can really cause massive problems for individuals. And there was in Washington State, the first, you know, their numbers skyrocketed because of the choir. Or if you remember, there was a choir practice, and 100 people got infected in a two-hour choir practice. And a lot of them were elderly. That's really severe stuff. And then it goes like wildfire from there. So if you're not smart about it, one or two single events can really put you on a negative track. That's been proven out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we got to be very cognizant of that. And so nobody wants to open the economy faster than I do, but we have a real responsibility, not just to ourselves, but to each other and to our communities and to the elderly and those that can be most affected by this. We can't let it get out of control like we had seen it been, you know, happen in the past in other parts of the country.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, that's great information. As always, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're very super busy right now, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, happy to be in the house. Thank you for having me on, and you know, we'll talk again real soon, okay, Matt?
You're welcome anytime. Appreciate it a lot. Thanks, Governor.
All right, bye-bye.